All right, moving. Okay, when we last left off, we were discussing the new topic page. That's the page in the forums that lets you create the new topic into whatever section you want to put it in. And we said in this video we're going to discuss parsepost.php, which is a script which I wrote to accommodate for parsing this page and the reply form. So if you're at the in the forums, you're looking around, you see somebody's post, you reply to it. This, when they submit, gets parsed by parsepost.php and also the new topic section right here. This form, both of the forms, this one and the reply form, both get parsed by the same script. I'll show you how to make your script aware of the differences in those forms. But it could be the same script, so you can save yourself a little bit of work. So let's go open that one now. Parsepost.php. I've already set mine up. And here, in the top, I was echoing out values that was coming from the forms. That way I can see if everything was posting right when I was testing to build it. And that's what that looks like right there. But I'm going to be removing that right now. If you want to put that in place while you're testing, that's cool. It's a good way to know that things are going right before you create an SQL query to the database to insert these things, or before you start writing conditional code to check them. So I'm just going to remove that. If you're listening to me describe everything. And I tried to put code comments above everything the best I could so you guys know what's going on when you're reading the script. So let's get a general rundown of the file and then we'll go in depth on it. So the first thing is to start session. Next thing is include your connect to MySQL file. This one is check the HTTP referrer for light level security. The next one is be sure the user session vars are all set. Next one is to be sure all form variables are present in order to proceed. Filter all of the common variables. Be sure the posted variables match the user's session variables and be sure they exist within your system. Check the database to be sure that their ID, password, and email session variables all match in the database. These are all for security and these are checks that you want to run just to make sure that your system is going to be somewhat stable and people aren't going to be able to play games in it. Then you want to check the database to be sure that this forum section actually exists. Prevent this member from posting more than 30 times in one day. That'll help you with spam injection. Add this post to the database now. The query depends on the post type value. Here, only if the post type is A, you run this code. Here, only if the post type is B, you run this code. And this is... we don't need that. Alright, now let's explain the file section by section in grueling detail. And remember, you'll have your hands on all this code soon enough once I release it at Web Intersect. It's going to be Web Intersect version 1.34, and it's not going to be ready until it's ready. So I hope nobody is on these videos commenting like, Adam, where's the code? I want the code. Give me the code. Shh. Just let me put it up, and you'll go and download it free. Some of you guys are goober nuts. Okay, check HTTP referrer for light level security. What you're doing here is you're using this ref variable as a container to hold the server HTTP referrer variable, which has been passed through the parseURL function in PHP. PHP sports about 700 built-in functions. parseURL is one of them. What it does is it kind of sections out the URL. It'll output an array to you. And it sections out different parts of the URL. So you feed it a URL string. In this case, I'm feeding it HTTP referrer. And parseURL will section it out and pump out an array. You can gather values for the different sections of the array. So what I'm doing, I'm gathering the host section out of that array. So I'm targeting the host index in that ref variable, because this ref variable is going to be holding an array that parseURL spit out. You can access the host index and get that value here into this variable. Then you just simply say if host is not equal to www.webintersect.com, this you change to your website. If you leave this saying www.webintersect.com, it's not going to work. Then I'm going to echo out, if it's not webintersect.com, I'm going to echo out poo-poo on you, weenus, and then exit the script. Because it should always be posting from my site. Anything that's coming to this script should be posted from my site. Now, there are some slick people out there that know how to forge or spoof the headers, the referrer, and all that. But this will block most people doing stupid things when they're trying to forge submissions from their site into your forms. Because what some people will do is try and bypass your new topic form and your reply form, and they'll parse requests straight to your parsepost.php script without using your forms or anything. They'll just send variables to it. These pranksters. Okay, so that's that section. Now you know I explained in depth. I hope you know. Now the next one is be sure the user session variables are all set. Let's take a look at that. If it's not set the session ID, or if it's not set the session username, or if it's not set the session user email, or if it's not set session user pass, echo out your session has timed out, weenus, exit. Now let's discuss that. What do you mean, Adam? Your session has timed out. How can I tell somebody the session has timed out? How do I know? What happens is sometimes when people are logged into your site, if you're using session variables and not cookies together, which this basic forum system that I'm showing in the tutorial here does not use cookies at all, it's just session based. If you want to add cookies instead of sessions to your system, then you'll have something to where nobody's session will ever time out of them. But there is some occasions where some people, if they're typing in for 20 minutes or 15 minutes into the forum, they're sitting there idle on the page, their session will expire. They'll press submit, boom, they just lost everything and the system doesn't even see them as logged in anymore. That's why you want to use cookies, maybe. But I'm just handling these things very roughly right now, just for the sake of I want to get done with this tutorial series. But you might want to handle this more smoothly. I don't know. Maybe you want to use cookies so this never occurs. Who knows? But just be aware the sessions do time out. And here's another hint for you guys that are paying attention. On your server, in a php.ini file, for the configuration of PHP, you can make it to where sessions last much longer. Nobody will time out. Extend your sessions in your php.ini file. You'll see what I'm talking about. Nobody will time out. Nobody's session will expire if they're sitting there even for 20 minutes on a page not doing nothing. They can sit there on a page, go make a sandwich, take a dump, come back, the session will still be in place. So all I'm telling you is that you can go, if you have php.ini privileges on your server, you can go into php.ini and set the session file length. All right, the next one. Be sure all form variables are present in order to proceed. Let's look at that. If it's not set the post variable of post type, or if all of these others aren't posted as well to this form, I'm going to echo out important variables from the form are missing, weenus, and then exit. These things should never happen. Every time you see something that says weenus and then exit, those are things that you just want to account for, but should really never happen. But if they do, or somebody's being a retard, they're playing around trying to mess with your system, you can echo these things out. You don't have to worry about insulting somebody. Just remove the word weenus and you'll be fine. I just threw it in there to be funny. But really, that to a normal user who's using your system right, some of these things should never occur. All right, filter all the common variables. Basically, all you're doing here is filtering all the variables so it's safe to place them into your database when it comes time to. And you can use MySQL real escape string on this user pass. Put the MySQL real escape string PHP function wrapped around this. That way you can make sure that one's. But all of these other ones are using preg replace. And oh yeah, this one's very important. And post type, you don't have to worry about filtering that one because our script is going to take care of that in a second. And your post body, you don't really have to worry about filtering that one out if you're going to use HTML special chars the way I'm using it here. And you can run MySQL real escape string on that after you do this. But let me explain what's happening here because this is very important. This line right here is taking the text area post, whatever there is for their post, the whole body section of their post, is taking that text area's value and it's running the HTML special chars and NL2BR functions on that string data. And what that's going to do is, say somebody types in script tags into your system, or maybe they just type in HTML. They want to show somebody some code if they're helping them out in the forums or whatever. If they type this in, you don't want these characters to be inserted raw like that. So you use HTML special chars to convert these to convert these to their HTML code equivalent. That way script tags won't run, HTML tags, image tags won't run, links won't run, but they'll display. And in a forum like Web Intersect, where we're going to be talking code most of the time, I got to make sure that tags don't process, they only display. So I'm using HTML special chars to make them, convert them to HTML special characters. Now the NL2BR, what that does, that'll find every line break within the string, and it'll place a break tag, an actual BR tag, where it finds that line, that new line. Okay? So now you know exactly what's going on with my post body. Now when you're using a WYSIWYG rich text editor, that functionality might already be taken care of for you within the WYSIWYG, but still you want to be aware of what's getting inserted into your database. So like I said, on post body, you might even want to take this variable here, post body equal to MySQL real escape string. In parentheses there, you place the post body variable. So that way you're making sure you're running MySQL real escape string on that after those things occur. Well, make sure we get a dollar sign here. There, that should work. And there you go. So let's filter all of the common variables. And you guys know what preg replace is doing by now. Preg replace is solid. There's nothing better for filtering out unwanted characters than preg replace when you know that there's only certain kind of characters that form variable should have in it. It's very safe to use preg replace to just remove everything that could be a danger to your system. But when there's situations where you can't just strip things out of a string like that, you can use HTML special chars, you can use MySQL real escape string to make sure that the data is secured before it goes into the database and things like that. So let's collapse that back up. And the next one is, be sure the posted variables match the user's session variables and be sure they exist in your system. Now this is very important too, because you don't want one member to impersonate another member. So let me open up this one again, filter all the common variables, show you where we're acquiring member ID there. That's from the posted form variable of UID. And that goes into a variable called member ID. So whoever is posting the form, whenever they're typing it in, blah, 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 and they press submit, that UID is coming along with all what they typed in and everything, their name. You can scoop it up. So what you do here is you say if their session variable of ID, which is another independent variable that you can cross-reference against that member ID. So this one is it's like a little cookie file in their browser, and this one is the one that came posted from the form. So you just make sure that those match. So if session ID is not equal to member ID, or session user pass is not equal to member password, then you know that this person's trying to impersonate somebody else. So you echo out, your ID and or your password is a mismatch, weenus, and exit. Okay. Let's collapse those variables back up. Now, the next one is check the database to be sure that their ID, password, and email session variables all match in the database, which you don't really have to check if they're right here. I said be sure they exist in your system. That's being done right here. Never mind. You're seeing right here, basically, you're checking the database to make sure that they are who they say they are and make sure that they exist in your system. So really, you don't have to code that into the section above because it's right there. So that takes the member ID and make sure all the session variables match that in the database. And you're checking to make sure that that person actually exists. Then you check the database to be sure this forum section exists. Because you don't want somebody, you know, playing around and posting to some forum that doesn't even exist in your system. That's all that code is doing right there. You select all from forum posts where the ID equals forum section ID and the title equals forum section title. So you just pretty much checking that the ID is there and the title, that section's title is there before you process things. Now, prevent this member from posting more than 30 times in one day. So you make a query to see how many times they posted within this day, limit 32, because you don't have to have a huge query on that. And get the numRows from that query. And if the numRows is greater than 30, then you just echo out, you can only post 30 times a day, your maximum has been reached, exit. Now, you might not want to run that You might want to let people post 1,000 times a day within your system. I don't. 30 is more than enough. I should make that 20. And this will help you a little bit with spam injection as well. Now, add this post to the database now. The query depends on the post type value. Only if the post type is A, we run this code. Only if the post type is B, we run this code. So let's take a look at the A first. And A is when they go to create a new topic. If they're on your new topic form, when they press submit, that's when A comes into play. So let's talk about that. If post type equals A, we're going to strip everything off of the post title except the allowed characters that we want using the preg replace function. Then we say if the post title is equal to nothing, it's blank, you echo out the topic title is missing, weenus, and exit. If the string length of the post title is less than 10, which we're checking for in JavaScript before it even gets to the PHP, but this is just like a double block against people who are trying to put in small little titles to their forum thread. If the character count in that variable is less than 10, you echo out your topic title is less than 10 characters, weenus, and you exit. Then we run a MySQL query function, insert into forum posts. That's the table, forum posts, targeting the fields of post author ID, date, time, type, section title, section ID, thread title, and post body. We're targeting those fields, and we're putting in these values. The variable for the post author, variable for the member ID, now, which is a way to put the current time and date down to the second. Then the value of A for the type, form section title, blah, 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 blah. All the variables that correspond with these fields. And you have access to all these variables already. If anything's wrong with that query, you'll get the die function to tell you what's going on with the MySQL error. But there should be no problem with that query, and I've already tested it extensively. Then we create a variable called thisID, and it's going to hold the value of the MySQL insert ID. And what the MySQL insert ID function does in PHP is it will attain or gather or find out what is the inserted ID from this query. So whatever the last query was that's an insert type query, this function will gather what the ID was for that thing that was just inserted. Isn't that cool? Cool. So we take that variable and we can put it on to the header function where we send the person to viewthread.php with an ID variable of this ID. It's beautiful. So once it gets put into the database, you usher them directly to view it live. We're going to view their thread live right after they post. And that's how you get them to that page. Now, viewthread.php, you have not even seen yet. And I'm going to show you that right now, man. Now, before I show you that, we're going to discuss the last little bit of this script, which is if the post type equals B. So if the post type is equal to B, then we have to get this ID, which is a different variable that has to be sent using the reply form, because how else is your script going to know what topic, what thread that the person's replying to? You got to send that thread ID or the topic ID to this script if the post type is B. So what we're doing is running preg replace to filter everything out of that variable except numbers. So we run a little if condition here to say if this ID is blank, the thread ID is missing, weenus, exit. Then you SQL query and put everything into the forum post table just like we did above in the A section. But this one's a little bit different. This time, we're going to put the original topic ID. The original topic ID has to be set for this B type of post. And that gets this ID, which is right here. That's the one you post. And I'm going to show you that. I'm going to show you the reply form in just a second. And the reply form is on viewthread.php. Because that's where, if you want to use jQuery and be cool like that, you can, right where the person's reading the forum thread is where they can reply, which is a cool way to do it. And that's that, Jack. Now what you do here is at the end, since we're using jQuery and its AJAX mechanisms, we just strip the strip slashes of what the posted body was, what the person typed in, and echo it straight back to jQuery because jQuery is waiting. If the post type is B, that means they're replying. You know the reply form uses jQuery and AJAX mechanism. So basically it's waiting for this script to finish running, insert things into the database, and it's going to gather back. It's going to get echoed back the post body. That way your script in real time, and it all happens in a split second, your script in real time will get the post body back and be able to display what the person just typed in. pretty much the way Facebook does it when you type in something on your wall or somebody else's wall. It's basically just jQuery and AJAX mechanisms. Okay, so I've explained the crap out of that file in great detail. You should have no problems with what's going on in this script. So I'll just put out one last video. The next video is going to discuss the last page that you haven't seen yet, which is view thread. So if you click on any thread, this is viewthread.php, and you can see that my session expired, so it says you must log in to respond. Click that, it takes you to the login page. But now my cookies should have jumped in. Now that I'm on the regular directory, that's what I'm saying, you might want to use cookies in your system, because watch if I go back to the forums now, and I go back and look at a thread. See? The button's there, it says post a response. Even though I didn't log back in, what happened was when I go to WebIntersect homepage, it logs me in automatically with my cookies. So you might want to add cookies to your forum system too. That way nobody's session ever expires. Now let's take a look at what this guy's saying. Great forums. You should seriously think of allowing BB code. You should think of allowing BB code. Or just add a WYSIWYG rich text editor and keep everything super simple. BB code is a lot more complicated for folks to figure out than a WYSIWYG. A WYSIWYG JavaScript WYSIWYG rich text editor would be the best thing that you could implement. Alrighty, so stay tuned if you're interested to hear how viewthread.php works. That's the one that has the jQuery and the JavaScript all involved in it to shoot the information to PHP and MySQL using AJAX functionality. And that one will be the last video of the series. And then I'm going to put the source code into version 1.34. I'm going to test everything, make sure the system installs and runs correctly. And then when it does, I'm going to put out the source code so you guys can get at it if you happen to miss anything in the videos. Alright, so this is just one more part that's going to discuss one more file.